Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Janet Christie is here. Janet's a long time, 13-year member of our Bahrain, first founder and president of Leverage and Development, author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses, and Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. And she has been hanging out with us now for several years. We always get smarter when she joins us. Janet Christie, welcome back.
Thanks for letting me be here.
You're always welcome here, Janet. So listening, I was trying to think. My wife told me a little meme the other day about listening, something about it doesn't matter what you say to your husband, he's not listening anyway, or something like that. I forget what she said. And she was only slightly laughing about it, you know, only somewhat laughing about it. But listening it ought to be easy, but it's not, is it?
Apparently it's not. And really what your wife was talking about was selective hearing. There's a difference in listening and selective hearing. Selective hearing's a choice, but listening is a skill. And I think everybody can do it, but I don't think everybody does, and I don't think everybody works to develop that skill.
Well, and if you're in sales, if you're in business, you really don't have a choice. If you can't learn how to listen to customers, especially, you may not fail, but your success level will be diminished, won't it?
Oh, greatly, and. It's not dangerous. It's dangerous to your business, but it's not dangerous to your health, or, you know, you're not putting yourself at your body at risk or something. But this came to my mind, how important this is. I used to teach telemarketing and listening skills when I was in telecommunications, but now I have the privilege of going to most of the doctor appointments with my mid-80s parents. And they don't listen to what the doctor says. Some of it's, my dad is very, very hard of hearing, and he says the hearing aids hurt his ears, and so he doesn't wear them. So we have to make sure he knows what happens after we leave the doctor's office. But I find my mom doesn't listen if it doesn't suit what she wants. So that can be risky, and I guess that's what pressed it on me most recently. But there's the other side of that coin, and not always do the medical people listen to them or listen to
me. Oh, yeah, that's
like,
exactly right.
They don't necessarily, they make assumptions, and that may not be a big risk, but it is not helpful. And when we tell them that my dad can't hear, they do not alter the tone or volume of their voice. And they look down when they're writing, et cetera. So they're not listening either. So it can be on either side of the equation, and it's important for you to listen, but it's also important for you to make sure people listen to you.
Well, there's an arrogance in what you just described. There's an ego, maniacal arrogance that what you just described that doctors do, and I've seen it, but also I've seen salespeople do it. In fact, I'm sure I've done it myself. In fact, I know I've done it myself. I can remember scenarios where I did it myself and failed because I did it myself. And it's because we think we just want them to get through with what they got to say so we can say what we want to say. Or so we can go ahead and start prescribing the solution that we already knew we were going to do before we walked in the door.
Right. And if you are a salesperson, you have a certain amount of things you can sell. So you that's what you're there for, is to sell those things.
Mm-hmm.
So you really don't have to listen, right? Because you know what they need, and you're there to sell it to them anyway, and you got to tell them how good what you have is. But what I've always told people is people don't care what you're selling. What they care is how it affects them,
right,
how it helps them solve the problem.
Right.
And you and I have talked about that many times. But if you listen to what they're saying, you can package what you have to sell in their words and give it back to them. And then that helps them see how your product can solve their problem.
Now, you talk about real listening and true listening. What's the difference?
Oh, true listening means that you're actually hearing what they say, but you're also recording it. So either recording it in your head, write it down. And actually, I recommend that you write it down anyway, because that's what gets it into your brain. Think of a waiter or a waitress.
That's real listening?
Yes, that's real listening.
That's real listening. Okay, so you're writing it down. You're actually engaged. Your brain is engaged with what's coming out of their mouth. What about true listening?
Well, those are really two words for the same thing.
Okay.
Pretend listening, or just acting like you're listening, like you said, till you get your opportunity to say what you want. But if you think about a waiter or a waitress, I think they're trying to impress you when they don't write down what you say, because I'm
right,
so good that I can remember it. And 80% of the time, they do not get it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you order sweet tea, they're going to bring you unsweet tea. If you ask for no onions, you're going to get onions. So it's better to write it down, get it in your brain, make sure you have it so that you put it into the computer right, than it is to impress people with what a great waiter or waitress you are.
And by the way, folks, sweet tea is a real drink that we have in the South. So for those of you listening in Chicago and Arizona and Omaha, it's a real drink. Go ahead.
And it's funny. I am from the South, but I don't drink sweet tea. But my husband cannot have a meal without it. So when we go to a restaurant, and if he can't get sweet tea, he's almost ready to leave.
So, folks, listening, we got to go to a break here. The main thing is folks, listening is something that you've got to be more intentional about. And if you're in sales, if you're in business, and you have customers, which you do, and also with your employees, we've all got to do a better job of listening. It's not, and I'll tell you, especially with the younger generation coming on, they're going to be increasingly part of your workforce, maybe almost all of it. You got to learn how to listen to them. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.